Blog Talk Radio.
June 7th, 2012. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, coming to you live from where? Fort Hood, Texas, y'all. Give it up, give it up, give it up. All right. Now, this is a show about whatever you want to talk about. Whatever you want to talk about. There's no subject that's off limits. And today, oh, yeah, I think we got a pretty good show going, and we about to make some things happen up in here. You hear me? All right. Now, before we get started, to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or you can go to your Facebook page and we chat at the same time if that's what you wish. And however you want to communicate with me, no problem. I'm here to listen. All right, now, like we do every day, we're going to go ahead and start off with the NBA playoffs. And like I told y'all yesterday, I told y'all I'd be saying it, right? The Oklahoma City Thunder, y'all want to give it up for them. Because they did what nobody thought they could do. They knocked off them San Antonio Spurs last night, 107-99. And they took the series 4-2. And now guess what? They're in the NBA Finals, y'all. Of course, they had to wait on the Boston Miami's winner out of that series. But guess what? It's going to be the Celtics. I'm telling you. Whether it's tonight, or, you know, game seven. Either way, it's going to be the Celtics, y'all. Listen to what I'm telling you, man. Listen to what I'm telling you. Speaking of Celtics and Heat, they played tonight, in fact. You know, and they're playing in Boston. Game six, the Celtics leading 3-2. So if the Mall Dogs can get a little bit more fight in them for at least one more night, and it's going to be Boston and Oklahoma City, y'all. Might as well get ready for it because it's coming. All right. Now that we got that out of the way, we're going to go ahead and get moving on to our topic today. And what our topic is keeping it all together. Keeping it all together. Or better yet, putting it all together. And we're talking about relationship and your love life. You know, either one you want to put the emphasis on, hey, that's up to you. But I'm just telling you, that's what we're going to be talking about today, and we're going to get into it. It's a culmination of what we've been talking about all week. And y'all know we have been talking about some things all week. Now, we done discussed foreplay, love making, you know, getting that fire back in your bedroom. Oh, we've been talking about some things, y'all. And I don't know how many, I hope you've been listening all week because we done had some pretty good conversations going on here. And today we know we're going to go ahead and finish it up and put a cherry on top of it. Now, like I said before, you know, we've been talking about how to make love making a better experience for everyone. You know, we started Monday with the question of, are you really pleasing your partner? You know, and that's the thing. Are you really pleasing your partner? Do you know what it takes to please your partner? Do you and your partner have that type of relationship or communication that you talk about what it takes to please each other? You know, how do you go about doing that? You know, not only about the communication part and the mental part of it, but how do you go about using the foreplay? Do you really know what foreplay is all about? Now, do you know that some of the techniques that you can use for foreplay? And do you know foreplay can start way before the bedroom? Have you ever given that any thought at all? Once again, you know, those are just the little things we've been talking about all week. And today we're going to touch on each one of those just a little bit more before we go ahead and move on. And, of course, yesterday's topic was how to rekindle the fire in the bedroom. You know, how to keep that fire going. How to keep your mate interested. How to keep you interested in your mate. Now, are you aware of what it takes to do that? Are you willing to put forth that effort to make that happen? You know, make the bedroom an inferno. You know, make you want to hurry up and come home so you can see your spouse. You know, be alone with your spouse. You don't even have to come home and do it. You know, just the way you want to get your hands on your spouse. Or just hear that, your spouse's voice. You know, and that's what our discussions have been about all week. You know, like I said before, you know, today we're going to go ahead and put this all together, and that's where we get our topic from, keeping it all together. And if we keep it all together, hey, it's not to be hot and popping. Okay, so with that being said, you know, once again, to join in the conversation, you can dial at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericdstalk@gmail.com. Now, I do have my chat window open, so if you want to send me a message via chat, go ahead and do that, and I'll try to answer you as much as I can. Now, do understand that I'm kind of new at using this chat window, so there may be a moment where I may struggle, but believe you me, if I can, I will get back to you, okay? Now, with that being said, let's go ahead and move on. Now, touching on Monday's topic, you know, like I just mentioned before, when we talk about lovemaking and keeping your spouse happy, we're talking about all that starts before you get to the bedroom. Once you get to the bedroom, the lovemaking, the physical part of lovemaking, that's just, how can I put it, that's just the coup de grace. You know, that's the end result. However, you should have already come up to where, you know, you have started making love to your partner way before you hit the bedroom. Way before you hit the bedroom. You know, I mean, that's what I would think you'd have done. Now, the other part is, what are we going to do? How are we going to make that happen? You know, how are we going to make this happen? You know, lovemaking takes place, you know, like I said before, before you get to the bedroom. That involves the foreplay. You know, a lot of people who think when you mention foreplay, you talk automatically about physically. But you can do foreplay mentally. That's the beautiful part about it. Foreplay is more of a mental thing than a physical thing, believe it or not, because with the mental foreplay, you can start way in advance, or whenever you hit that bedroom. It'd be with a little sexy note, you know, that you may leave to your partner when they get up in the morning. If you're not able to get up, or you got to take the kids to school early. You know, a little message on their voicemail during the run of a day. You know, let them know what you're thinking about, how you're feeling at that time. As a lot of people say, I'm feeling a certain way today. You damn right I'm feeling a certain way. I'm feeling a way to where I want you to know. I want you to know about this little foreplay thing that I'm trying to get you to know about. Now, that's how you keep your fire together. You keep that relationship together. You know, you got to let your partner know. Your partner's not, you know, whether you're male or female, your partner's not a man with you. Not at all. Not a man with you, so you have to let them know what you're thinking. Now, and remember, it's not the big things that turns a mate on or your partner on. It's not the big things. It's the little things. The little thing, a little pinch on the butt, a little kiss, soft kiss on the neck. you know, a little rub here, a little rub there. It could be even a look. But this way, you're using the love making and the foreplay skills to go ahead and let your partner know what you're thinking. You know, you have building that anticipation to what's really going on with you and how you're really feeling about your mate. Now, if you go ahead and start that early, you can start as early as a week ahead of time if that's what you want to do. That's the great part about foreplay. You know, you can start as early as you want. And 9 times out of 10, the earlier you start, the better the end result is going to be. Because you're setting the foundation for what's going to happen later. It's just that easy. You know, we sometimes put more pressure on ourselves than we have to. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves than we have to. Once again, if you want to join in the conversation, you can dial in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Once again, I do have my chat window open here on the show. So if you don't feel like calling in and talking, you know, send me a couple of chats or email and we can chat, we can talk, get it taken care of that way. You know, once again, and you know something else? The important thing that we all must remember. We have to remember that no two people will go about foreplay the same way. It's not going to happen. You may look at foreplay one way, and your partner may look at it a different way. And it cannot be the same thing every time. That's not what foreplay is all about. Foreplay is about using your imagination. And that's the key word, your imagination. What is going through in your mind? What is going through in your mind? How vivid can your imagination get to where you can translate that from your brain to making your partner happy, or vice versa, your partner making you happy? That's how you keep things together. Now, that's how you keep the fire going. You got to be versatile. That's a big word, ain't it? I like that. You got to be versatile. Versatile. You know, there's certain moves that we all have in the bedroom that's, you know, our favorite moves, and we know that's the killer move right there. That's the killer move. Regardless, you know, we know when we get in a bind, you know, we can do this little certain move, and it's harder talking. But the question is, what else do you have to bring to the table? We know you got that. As your partner, I know that's what you bring in. But impress me and show me something else. Show me another way you can bring it to me with your foreplay. Because I'm sure I'm going to bring it to you in different ways with my foreplay. Because I'm rocking like that. My mind is always moving. And that's how yours should be when it comes to making sure that your partner is pleased, not only in the bedroom, but mentally as well. Now, make love to that mind. Now, get that mind going. Now, if you get your partner's mind going, ooh-wee, the physical part is just a playground, man. It's a playground because you got them wondering. You got them fiending, wanting you. No, that's what it's about, keeping it together, incorporating things like foreplay. Now, women, let's get this clear, women. Let's get this clear. Now, foreplay is not only about the men. It's not the responsibility of the man only. Okay, you can initiate foreplay as well. You know, let's get that out there. You can initiate foreplay just as well as the man can. Actually, we love that even better. Because we know you're thinking about it then. You know, you're thinking about it then. We're ready for you then. We are ready for you. Now, for, you know, some of y'all, you know, y'all wonder, so what is my romantic partner? And what if my partner don't have a romantic bone in their body? Well, let's take a look at that. Now, if your partner don't have a romantic bone in their body, oh, yeah, there's a romantic bone there. Now, your job or your quest should be to make that romantic bone come out. Now, once again, now we're going back to the communication and the making the love making of the mind, you know, hitting that mind. You know, sometimes you have to probe and work a little bit. You know, you got to see exactly where your partner's mind is. How are you going to, you know, how can I penetrate this wall they have up? Nobody said love making or foreplay or keeping it together was going to be easy, because it's not. Nothing that's worthwhile is easy. That's not a big revelation that we don't already know about, because we know things that are worthwhile in our life is not easy. So, with that being said, if you think your partner does not have a romantic bone in their body, then guess what? We just need to work a little bit harder, put a little more effort in it. No, help them find that romantic bone. No, help them get there to that point. Oh, trust me, if they're with you, they had to have some kind of romantic bone in their body, or you wouldn't have been with them in the first place. That's where that communication comes in. Somewhere down the line, that romantic communication or that mental connection that partners are supposed to have has fallen apart. Yes, that makes it a little bit harder for us to actually, you know, get that fire going, to keep that fire going in the bedroom. But it's not a lost cause. It still takes an effort to make it happen. The question shouldn't be, what if your partner doesn't have a romantic bond in the body? The question should be, how much effort are you willing to give to help your partner realize that there's more there than what they realize? That is the question. So instead of trying to blame it all on your partner, you know, take a self-evaluation and look at yourself for a moment. What are you doing to try and help your partner get there? To find that romantic bone in their body. Once again, to join in the conversation, you can call in today at area code 347-838-8602 or email me at ericblisstalk@gmail.com. Now, no, I just went off on a rant for a moment, but yes, that's one of the few things that we must talk about. We have to talk about that. You know, if you feel that your partner doesn't have a romantic, you have to take the lead then. Whether you're male or female, you have to take the lead. Do not sit there and settle for what your partner is telling you they can or they don't feel like doing. If you stand there and settling for that, then you're not a solution. You're part of the problem as well. Be a solution, not the addition to the problem. I mean, those are things that you have to think about. How much effort are you willing to put into it, to making it work, to keeping it together? I mean, some of y'all out there, I'm not going to make some of you mad, but I'm going to tell you like it is. Some of you, when it comes to your friends and their relationships and things, you give the greatest advice in the world. You do. You can tell them everything they need to do to get their relationship going, to keep the things together in their relationship. But what about yours? The same advice you give to other people may actually work for you if you really sit down and evaluate and think about it. But again, you have closed the lines of communication off. You've gotten into that status quo. you know, that normal routine of this is the way it's going to be, this is the way it is, and oh well. But then you're not trying to keep it together, you're trying to let it fall apart. I'm just going to tell you like it is. That's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. You'd rather get in an argument with your spouse, go to sleep, man, just so you have an excuse not to make love to him. Or your spouse doing the same thing to you, but you're settling for it either way. Why? That's the last thing you should do is go to bed mad at each other. If anything, if you have an argument before you go close your eyes that night to go to sleep, hey, you should be tearing the bedroom down, make it up. I'm just putting out there like it's supposed to be, people. This is not rocket science. This is the way it is. You know, stop finding excuses for not spending that time with your mate. Stop finding excuses for not trying to get your mate in bed. Whether it's a man, woman, I don't care which one it is. If you're not putting forth that effort, then what are you really doing? Are you really trying to keep it together? No, you're not. Because you're not willing to put forth that effort that's needed to be put together, put forth to keep it together. You're not. You know, you're trying to wait till the last minute and get in the bed, you know, do a little kissing here, a little touching here, and calling that foreplay. Trying to arouse your partner. Your partner will work hard all day. You think once they get in bed with you, they're really thinking about that down here? No. That's why you have to start it early. Don't wait till late on in the day. Start it earlier in the day. Earlier in the week, if that's what you have to do. But don't use the excuse that my partner does not have a romantic bond in the body, because that's not it. You're just not putting forth effort to find exactly what gets that romantic bone to ticking in that body. You know, and before you go to bed, you have to use the line of communication, people. Communication is the key to keep anything going in your relationship. Communication. There's no reason why your partner shouldn't know when you're not being romantic. Like I said before, earlier in the show, no one is a mind reader. We don't know. We don't know. You should, either way, whether you or your partner, somebody should be putting forth some kind of signal, letting the other know, look, it's that time. And that goes back to the earlier statement that I made that lovemaking does not start in the bedroom. It starts out of the bedroom, mentally, emotionally. You know, emotionally. Don't wait till you get home and try and go in the bedroom, because sometimes that's too late. Make that effort to make it happen way before then. Get the anticipation up. Get the arousal up then, mentally, emotionally. If you can do that, then once you hit the bedroom, there's no doubt about whether you're romantic or you're in the mood or not, because it's already there. The signals are there. You pick up on your partner's signal, your partner pick up on his signal, and wow, you got a fire going on right about now. That's all it's about. Love making and keeping it all together is all about being in sync with each other. I'm going to break it down now, okay? It's all about being in sync with each other. No one is a mind reader, okay? In order to keep it together, or make your relationship last, or keep that fire going in the bedroom, you got to have that communication, people. You got to have the communication. You have to be able to make love to each other, not only physically, but mentally and emotionally. No, it doesn't even have to be love making. Just the art of communication, period, in your relationship will make things so much better. So much better. But once you have decided that, you know, I'm not in the mood no more, I ain't got time for this, you know, I'm too tired to do anything, your partner picks up those signals too. So then the question comes from your partner. Well, if you're not putting forth the effort, why should I? Why should I put forth effort? You're not putting forth one. And then there's a disconnect. There's a disconnect. But in order to keep that disconnect from happening, keep the disconnect from happening, this is what you have to do. Don't let it. Oh, that was simple, wasn't it? Don't let it happen. You don't have to disconnect. If you keep them lines of communication open, mentally, emotionally, foreplay, mentally, emotionally, love making, emotionally, mentally, and get worried about the physical stuff later, you don't have to worry about a disconnect or your partner feeling one way or the other because they have a hard task because that fire is just blowing them, about to burn the house down because y'all can't wait to tear each room up, you know, the car up, wherever you can get your hands on each other. It's hard and popping in. It's hard and popping.